tell you the truth.
Tell the truth.
I'm very much encouraged.
Yes, indeed.
Because of the fact some people have stopped long enough to listen.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And to invest.
Yes, indeed.
And if you do that, you will find for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody thinks the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
That is, that the Holy Spirit is in you.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So now, as Dr. Train, Dr. Master said, if you just stop. Now you can't just study up on this thing. Now your education that you get out here in the universities and the colleges and the seminaries is inadequate. It is.
That's right. It won't work.
Now we have had people that occupy this building that have all of the education that you can acquire in the university. And you saw one such person at the convention.
Right.
They had the degree. They had them right with them. They said that they were given to you at a match to burn them
with.
I tried my best to tell Dr. Mitchell before he went to New York, Syracuse to be more explicit, that I have been through the University of Cincinnati, the Hebrew Union College there, and I have been in many of the universities. Now, I don't mean that I went to school.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I've been in Boulder College, Nashville, Tennessee, the fifth university in Nashville, Tennessee, and I've told you many times that I have talked to the very most academically intelligent people on the face of the earth, at home and abroad, and that I don't want you to think that our work gets hemmed up right around here in Maulnane, back in the state of Ohio. Our works have gone out all over the world. Now, there will be no fixing, no repair work done. See, now, you can't fix what's being taught here. Now, the best thing to do is to come down here and learn. Now, as a rule, when you tell people, like I'm fixing to tell you now, they don't believe you.
That's right.
See, when I tell you that you have to come down here at 10:40, you see, in order to learn, to know, and to understand something about Yahweh and His purpose. See, we have had them to stand up and say, after the lecture is given by Dr. Matthew, and also by Dr. Clayton, to get our pastor to teach that over at our church. It's the same thing. I don't see no difference. And they say all that. Isn't that right?
Yeah, they do.
But it's just not that one.
That's right.
About Yahweh. Look, while I'm on that, I want to put a finger on that. Second chapter of First Corinthians.
Yeah.
And about the 19:10 verse there. I want to show you that it is possible. Now, then that'll mean this, that you have to repeat what Dr. Train said in the first chapter of Romans 1:19-20. Now this is the same man writing, is the Apostle Paul. Now I've seen this done out here in the church too. See, I seen him read over here in Corinthians. See? Now remember, Corinthians is written by the apostle. Saul, exactly. Then they go right over in his epistle to the Romans and get up something over there to dispute what he wrote in the
Bible. That's right.
I've even seen them do this. See? Even get in one epistle and read something in that same epistle. You see? Then go to another chapter and verse in the same epistle and dispute what he just read in the other chapter. Now what's the cause for that? You don't know what it's all about. You don't understand the person. Now you can fool the folks that don't know, but you sure cannot fool the folks that do know.
That's true. That's right.
See what I mean? And if you learn what it is all about, now listen to what I'm saying here, then you are through with imagination.
That's right. That's the truth.
When you get a knowledge of it, there will be no more dreams.
Love it.
And when you know the truth about a thing, that's all it is to know.
That's right. That's right. That is true.
See what I mean? Mm-hmm. There won't be nothing else to know about it.
That's right.
There won't be no new light.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's right.
See? Anytime you keep getting new light, that means you haven't known what to know about it.
That's right. That's right now.
You see what I'm talking about? Now, I just want you to read. Now, you pay attention to what's being read this written.
Because that which may be known.
Now, because that which may be known, it's possible for you to know.
Right. Yes, indeed.
Now, look at this. I want you to see this. Now, it don't even make heart sense. But God or Yahweh to create a world, have a purpose and a plan, and nobody knows nothing about what it is. You see? Then in the meantime, create hell and send somebody to hell and burn them throughout eternity because they didn't know. That don't make no kind of heart sense. Does it?
No.
Not the reason, because that which may be known, it's possible to know. All right, read.
Of Yahweh.
Is manifest in them. Now this thing is revealed right in the man. Where? See, when you read to me, you got to tell me something about when, where, how, and everything there is about it. You don't just read around over that Bible to me. Repeat.
Because that which may be known of Yahweh is
what?
Manifest in them.
Is manifest in them. Who are you talking about? Who are those apostles talking about? You see what I mean?
Right.
Now you just read and just jumped on. You don't know a thing about who he's talking about. Mm-hmm. You see? You don't know where it was. You don't know when it was. You don't know nothing about it. All right, read on.
For Yahweh has showed it unto
you. Now listen, you don't just tell it about something.
That's right.
And then go ahead on. You get the point?
Yeah.
Now somebody said, well, I don't believe in vision and revelation. Now Yahweh's not like that.
Well, that's right.
He don't just tell you about something.
That's right.
And then go ahead on. Mm. He got to show it to you.
Right.
As Joshua the Messiah said, when he was walking around here on the earth, he said, when the comforter is come, when the Father will send in my name, shall he receive of mine and joy unto you.
That's right. That's the way it is.
Is that right?
That's the way it is.
See, now you got reading all over the Bible and saying Jesus said and God said and Peter said, you don't know what the hell it's all about.
That's right.
dispensation from another. You don't know one world from another. No wonder you don't believe that this age is coming to a close, because you don't know nothing about the future.
That's right.
You get what I mean? That's right. We know, because that which may be known of Yahweh,
right,
is manifested in them, the Jews. All right, read.
Well, Yahweh has showed it.
But Yahweh showed it to him in a vision. Read.
For the invisible things.
Now listen. Well, you're talking about the ultra-microscopic particles of matter, and you're talking about your education. Say, in nuclear research, or atomic research, how you spit atoms and so forth and so on. You understand? How many fall out of me? You see? For Yahweh has showed it unto them, for the invisible. An atom is an invisible thing. You can't see it with a microscope. You see what I mean? And now he's talking about the invisible thing. You see? From the creation of the world, you see it real clear. Clarity. Oh, that's not how you understand it as you see it.
Being understood by the things that are made.
Being understood by the things that are made. See? Read.
Even his eternal power.
Even his eternal power.
And God.
And God. Now, what's that all about? Read.
So that they are without excuse.
So that they are without excuse. Mm-hmm. No, see, I can't understand. There's so many different translations. You see? So many different translations. I said, I don't know which one of them is right. Yahweh has eliminated everybody's excuse. Now, Dr. Slim was standing up here talking about speaking in tongues, is that right? I want you to read the 19th division of Psalms.
That's fine.
Then come back.
Heavens declare.
Now listen, I don't care what kind of a language you speak. You see what I mean? I don't care what your tongue is. Drinking the Jews and everything. All over the world. Read on.
Declare the glory of the veil.
That's right.
And the firmament showeth.
And the firmament showeth for his handiwork.
Day unto day utter his speech.
And I speak. Day unto day utter his speech. All right, read on.
Night unto night.
And night unto night.
Show us knowledge.
Show us what knowledge. Read.
There is no speech.
There is no language. There is no speech.
Coming up here with that
faith, why don't
you jump?
You get the point? Now, the apostles, they weren't doing no speaking on the day of Pentecost. I know the book says that they spake on the day of Pentecost. But you see, you didn't read, you didn't catch what that was saying. But when he was reading, it has the Spirit in them. You just opened his mouth. It's the Spirit that's here. It's the spirit that utters all these languages. And it is the spirit that you interpret.
All right.
Right?
Right.
He told you this, too. He said that back at the town, down. That's where Yahweh's there.
Right.
Yahweh in law makes the pure spirit and this. So let's go down.
Getting confused there.
Is that right?
Well, I want you to know it's the same one. On the day of Pentecost that poisoned you.
Right.
I'll say amen to that. That's true, though. Glory to God.
Do you see what I'm talking about? That was a wonderful work of Yahweh to consume them back there at the Tower of Babel. It was also a wonderful work of Yahweh to unconsume them on the day of Pentecost.
Go ahead, let's ask you. My God Almighty.
We're talking to the Holy Ghost.
No problem.
You think you're talking to another stupor, not me?
Sure, Dave.
You see what I mean?
That's only a reflection of it. I have not seen, heard, and not heard. Neither has it entered into the heart of man, the thing that Yahweh has prepared that love. Is that right?
That's right.
Now you got here. You got one of these long, drawn out
grasses.
In other words, it's a conjunction. And what is the fall?
Right.
It's a conjunction. Now, Reverend needs to learn this. Now, read that. But what?
When Yahweh has revealed.
But Yahweh has revealed unto me. I'm supposed to know all about what's in there. I know what's in heaven. I know what's on earth. Look at the natural thing. I know what's in hell. How do you know that?
All right. Yeah.
For what?
For the Spirit searches all.
You got the Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. And here you run off your big mouth. Mm-hmm. Tell how you got it and what happened to you. You know when your chain shook and your dungeon fell off. And you try to condemn everybody else that didn't receive the Holy Ghost like you thought you did. In other words, let's put it like this. You see, to show you what I'm talking about. Now here on the day of Pentecost, they spoke with tongues. Those were Jews, there wasn't no Gentiles there. See the point?
Yeah.
Yahweh brought that language back to that universal language, which is Hebrew.
Right.
See? Get it?
Yeah.
Went on down to Cornelius' house, 7 years later.
Right.
Peter spoke down there.
Yeah.
Isn't that right?
Yeah.
That's Cornelius. Well, they might pay.
Right.
Yeah, he should understood Jewish language. So, he's born back now.
Yeah.
What's the language?
That's right.
As an evidence that you got the Holy Ghost. You're wrong about that.
That's right.
Wrong about it, you can be. And you got the tongues there. It's just one of the nine gifts.
That's right. That's right.
See, now the apostle's back. Apostle Paul, I'm talking about. Says he spoke with more tongues than all of us. How did that happen? See, Yahweh is preparing him as an apostle of the Gentiles. He's going to speak to all
languages.
Speak Hebrew, Greek, everything.
Yes,
is that right? Yahweh's educating a man. But he was singing to the Gentiles. And he was already a Jew. Spoke Hebrew fluently. You see what I mean? Now who did that? Yahweh.
Yes, sir.
Is that right?
Right.
Now listen. And then in those nine gifts, there's the gift of prophecy. Isn't that right?
Okay.
Paul said, now I'd rather that you prophesy. Listen. Now listen, that's what I'm saying. For tongues shall see.
That's what he
said.
Yes, sir.
Please. And listen, that's not all.
That's right.
Prophecy, they're going to say.
Right.
Now, we get up here and we show you this fire. And show you how to teach.
Right.
One thing they gonna fail to repeat.
Right. That's right.
We hope so.
Yes, sir.
You see, you know why it's gonna fail to repeat?
Going out.
Ordinarily, as the time went on, Now, watch this one.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm talking about? Boy! Mm-hmm. And everything all jumbled up.
That's right.
You see what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's inorganic.
That's right.
You see what I mean? Now, in the organization of it, mm-hmm. you see, putting everything in its perspective place. The oil way is it on.
Right.
The why way is it on. The gas, where is it on? The vegetation, where is it on?
Mm-hmm.
And the animals, where is it on? And so forth, so on. Is that right? Now you see what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Now you ever come down to the cause of this thing.
Right.
See? And you're talking about what all you don't breathe.
Mm-hmm.
And how much of a scientist you are. Now here's the water down there contaminated and polluted.
That's right.
You can't even get a decent drink of water. Fluoride. You're not. Bacteriological contamination.
That's right.
You understand? You say that Yahweh breathed into man the breath of life and he became a living soul. You can't even get a fresh breath of air. The carbon dioxide.
That's right.
What to do about it? See, you go out and speak for anchovies to catch fish this way. Anchovies for the
reason.
Do you see what I'm talking about? And it's much so than actually like that natural conglomeration.
Yes, sir.
And much so than that natural thing.
Well,
now listen to the religious.
That's right. Yes, sir.
You see what I'm talking about? Here, Paul said, why is it when you come together? Every one of you guys. Why is it when you come together? Every one of you guys.
That's the fact.
You see? Everybody's talking about, I receive a revelation. Your revelation, my revelation, is all together.
Right.
See, you tell me how you got the Holy Ghost. Now, listen, let me tell you this. Now, and let me show it to you. Now, you're talking about you got the Holy Ghost. You see? You're trying to make somebody believe that. Now, listen, faith comes by hearing.
And hearing by the Word of God.
And death by the Word of God. I'm trying to talk so you can read.
Amen.
Have that you're familiar with, see?
Amen.
Understand? Now, how in the world are you going to hear without a preacher?
Right.
Amen.
Somebody said, I know Reverend, he preaches up there. How can you hear without a preacher?
Mm-hmm.
And how can he preach? Except
beautiful.
How can they believe on him whom they have not heard? When did you tell me, when your preacher preached to you about Yahweh?
Right.
The Lord is Yahweh.
Well, every Sunday.
Yeah. Do you see what I mean? How they don't call on him, they don't know nothing about it.
Right.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
How you don't believe on him when we haven't heard nothing about it? Then somebody got nerve enough to come on and say, well, it don't make no difference. Well, if it don't make no difference, why didn't somebody receive the Holy Spirit right when they're speaking about Moloch? Dying. I see these two. You understand? For the Spirit, I want you to take this with you. Okay, for the Spirit, it does what? Say it second. The deep thing. The thing that has to be revealed by the Spirit. The real, genuine cause and effect.
Yes, she is, dumb as Papa thinks he is. Let them doctors come up with in the Second World War and being with napalm and all that kind of thing. They said that they had never seen nobody burnt like that and live. Now here you go, saying that he won't die. Now that's terrible. That was the man to be talking to him. Against their authority. That. Well, now, for most of you right here in this audience, most of you know who I'm talking about. And you have seen him stand in this book in the street. Just like that one you've just seen there. Well, now, look. Let me tell you something. I'm not the fellow you might think. No. And I want you to get something out of the service. And that's the reason why I just don't choose too much to have my flesh and blood up here. Not because I don't think they're capable.
That the Jews, so-called,
Now, I had to say so-called. Now, here's why I had to say so-called. Because there is not a nation under the sun. Not a one. But what is me?
Right.
And my grandmother was right out of Ireland. Over there where they had all this food. She was a white woman. And I got a little Indian.
Right.
And I don't have to say about the Negro.
You know what I mean?
So now you see, no part of none of that's not going to help.
Not there.
But now, to kind of condense the thing, and I just want you to get something out of what I'm talking about.